702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite. With Aki Anastasio.
Good morning. How are you doing, Eusebius?
Not as hot as you, but I'm good.
No, I'm perspiring.
You look like you've just stepped out of the shower.
I have just stepped. Well, yeah, you know, with that like wet look about me, don't I?
You totally do. Are you well, my friend?
Yes, I'm very, very well, thanks. How are you doing? Have you had a good weekend?
I have, to be honest, as a political animal, because there was just so much that happened in the news cycle. So plenty for us to chew on for the entire week, quite frankly. And I had a bit of FOMO in the last hour because we need to hear Tre Daddy Mashlangu. And she's currently testifying, so I had some FOMO. But you know, our listeners have such a morbid fascination with Donald Trump that actually we didn't speak to ourselves on the IR topic that we prepared.
Well, I'm sure you'll get to it. I'm sure you'll get to
it. No, we will get to it, right? And there's other things in the world that happen that's very important, such as the latest smartphone entry.
Yes. So, I mean, you've got it in front of you over there, and this is called the OnePlus 5. And I remember bumping into these guys at, you know, one of the shows, and, you know, I thought, you know, here's another entrant coming to the market. You know, what do they think of? And they really are aiming to come into the high end of the market.
Yeah.
And they're aiming at coming in with handsets that are really good quality, good value. So if you hold that one, you've never heard of that brand before, probably OnePlus 5. But the moment you hold it in your hands, you get a feel of that premium design. It's got a fantastic camera. In fact, that phone, you know, is on the top three of the best smartphone cameras in the world right now. It's really, really good. Oh. It's got great performance. And, you know, the price point that it comes in at is like about 12 grand, between 10 and 12 grand if you shop online, versus what you'd pay for a high-end phone, which is in the 16 grand plus range. So that's where these guys are playing.
Okay.
It's got, you know, it's running Android, stock Android, which is the standard kind of Android that comes in, which is good because, you know, your updates come a lot quicker. And it comes in two sizes, 64 gigs and 128 gigs. The only problem with that phone is it doesn't have a micro SD slot. Now, you know, it's kind of a debatable one because we're living in an age of the cloud. And, you know, do you back up? Have you got a micro SD slot on your device? Do you have one of those little memory slots? Okay,
I
so
do,
you
yeah.
do keep them in. Okay. Yeah. So is that an important factor for you on deciding what phone you're going to get?
For me?
Yeah.
Not really.
If it does have one or not.
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, I can see the benefits now.
Yeah.
But it wasn't initially something that was top of mind.
Okay. Something that I didn't put on your list that I saw was launched like overnight. It happened in the last few, 36 hours or so, is WhatsApp have launched WhatsApp Business.
Oh, wow.
Which is quite interesting. And it's built around for the small business owner in mind. Mm. Now, you know, WhatsApp at the moment as it stands is kind of, it's almost kind of closed. It doesn't have the flexibility to do things. But WhatsApp Business, like if you've got a business, for example, it will allow you to open that account. It'll have the business hours. It'll have, you know, almost like a landing page that you see on Facebook with the opening times and the number of the business.
Mm.
But you can also, you know, do orders and interact with the business on that front. So it makes it kind of official as an official business page.
Mm.
It's not open yet to everyone. It's open to a few countries and it's only available as an Android download. I think the US and there's a handful of countries, but they're definitely going to be rolling it out in the next few weeks. But where the advantages with that are, I think that they're going to expand to is if you've got, you know, 150 customers in your database that you can send them bulk messages.
Wow.
And that's where the significant thing comes in with WhatsApp Business. What else do I have for you
this
week?
Well, you know, one thing I've been curious about, actually, and this is how every little tech person hopes that they can become instantly rich, is, of course, the app economy and the global size of it.
You know, it's astonishing, Eusebius. You know, everybody thought that, you know, apps were, you know, had kind of plateaued and apps were not a growing industry. But in fact, one of the companies that do the research, it's called, you know, App Annie. They do this every single year and they research the apps and they find out how many we've downloaded. And they look at all those numbers and they looked at 2017 and it's fascinating to see that from 2016 to 2017, there's been a 60% growth in the app downloads globally, which is quite extraordinary when you think about a market that's almost saturated. You realize that, you know, people have a hunger for apps. They want more apps. In fact, the spend on apps doubled by 30% in terms of the amount of money that we spend. And the point
and probably the time we're spending on them as well.
Yeah, it's 43 days per year in apps we spend.
Wow.
That's a long time, huh? I suspect you'd be on a bit higher than that, given the amount of time you spend on social media, but that's your game, you know, because yeah. that's how you operate.
But this, I mean, the stat here that caught my attention, and I was wondering how I'm doing. I'm going to have to do the tally. Is that the average user accesses, what, some 40 apps per month?
Isn't that extraordinary? Wow. 40 apps. I was trying to work that out. Which are the 40 apps that I access every single month? And you might access one every 2 weeks or one every 10 days. And I actually calculated that there were about 40 apps that I interacted with. 175 billion downloads last year. Consumers globally spent $86 billion on buying apps. And, you know, each user spends about 1.5 months in an app per year, which we just spoke about a second ago. The big countries obviously are the likes of China, Japan, Mexico, South Korea. You know, they spend a lot of time. But the jump on all of these countries, every single country that has been included in this research, there's been a more than double the amount of time that we spend on apps. So this is becoming a critical part of our lives, and we're spending more and more time on apps. You know, you could say it's concerning. It's not concerning, but you know, the reality is that we are downloading more apps than ever before and spending more times on our phones than ever before. So that's a very interesting report, and we'll look forward to what App Annie has in store for 2017.
And then, of course, Aki, everyone wants to go online now to try and cut business and meet us in terms of where we actually live. But Amazon, although a year late, is going offline with its first brick and mortar store.
Dude, this is so exciting. So they've opened up their first store in Seattle, and there's photographs of the store in the link that we've posted on the Technobyte page if you want to go to Eusebius's profile on the 702 website. It's literally a store that you literally walk in. You register as part of an app on your phone. As you walk through the store, it registers that Eusebius has just walked into the store. Eusebius then goes onto the shelf and chooses soft drinks, a salad, whatever you want to choose, and you simply walk out. And you'll get charged on your account.
That's amazing.
It's as simple as that. They've got cameras inside the store that read your movements. And then there's obviously some kind of technology as you leave the store that reads what you've taken. But it's all got smart camera technologies.
That is pretty cool.
And they've got sensors on every single item stand that pick up. And they know that you've just picked it up, put it into your basket, and you walked out. But, you know, is this the store of the future where there's no people manning the store? You literally walk in and you walk out with what you need and you get charged. I think that's the ultimate inconvenience.
Do they sell Nando's, speaking of convenience?
Not yet, but I'm sure they will be in the next few years.
By the way, were you hungry when you were putting together today's show?
You made me hungry because you started talking about Nando's, and I had jungle oats at about 8 o'clock.
You must have been hungry or cooking when you put the show together. I don't think you saw this lovely typo that made me chuckle.
Which one?
You know, I'm a cunning linguist. I see these mistakes all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
The new flagship device is beautifully built, has superb better life. You can fry it as well.
I've got to go. Dino, is there a jingle that you can play?
Bye-bye.
Bye.